moms, welcome back to the show. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, blogging. To blog or not to blog, that is the question many business owners are asking themselves, no matter how big they are or small. Did you know that according to Demand Metric, companies with blogs produce an average of 67% more leads monthly than companies that don't blog? That's a huge number. But that's not the only reason why I think your business might benefit from a blog. I've got 9 reasons to share why I think your business just might need a blog. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss this episode. Welcome to Momitize Your Passion, a place for moms with big dreams and an eagerness to turn them into a thriving reality. Whether you're a mom seeking to monetize your talents, transition from a stagnant job, or explore a lucrative side hustle, you're in the right place. I'm Terralon, a wife and mom transitioning from a top 5% sales career to become the founder and publisher of Tinseltown Mom. I wear so many hats, former actress, current writer, celebrity blogger, certified life coach, and through it all, I've discovered the power of honing our gifts, learning from our past, and using our experiences to uplift others. Join me on this journey as we explore stories of successful mompreneurs uncovering the roadmap to their accomplishments. I'll also be sharing actionable business and money-making tips to guide you towards concrete ideas for generating income. Here, my hope is that you'll find inspiration from God, encouragement, and practical insights to monetize your passion. So the reason why this topic is so near and dear to my heart is because my blog, Tinseltown Mom, will be 10 years old next month. And I cannot tell you how much I enjoy blogging and writing. So a lot of my blog posts are actually on the first page of Google. Some are even at the number one spot. And that's because I've built this up over time. I am an authority in the celebrity mom niche. So if you search up something that's related to celebrity moms and these list articles that I write, you're likely to see one of my posts. And that's something that I've built up over time. And that's something that you can also do in your particular field. So that brings me to the first reason why I think your business needs a blog, and that's to validate your authority. So because I've built myself up as a leader in my niche, a lot of high-profile sites have actually referenced my blog and linked back to their own websites. And again, this is because I've built myself up as a leader, and they can trust that they can come to my website and get accurate, educational, informative information. So not to brag, but some of those websites that have linked back to my site are People Magazine, VH1, Bustle, Pop Sugar, Wikipedia, The List. And I've even been asked to speak on various platforms to share my authority. I've spoken on Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight. I've been on various red carpets to interview celebrities on the red carpet. I've been asked to be a brand ambassador for Peanuts for years. And this is just because I built up my authority again in my niche, and people can depend on me to provide valuable insight and content that I've already been regularly providing to my following. Your business needs a blog because it establishes your voice and it validates you as a leader in your niche. So no matter what that is, whether it's parenting, gaming, entrepreneurship, pets, tech, whatever. So by regularly posting useful, informative blog posts, you position yourself as a market leader in your field. And the more relevant content that you share that meets a need or provides other areas of value, the more you'll build a loyal audience. And you cannot put a price tag on that. So the second reason why I think your business needs a blog is because it opens the door for evergreen content. And when I say evergreen, I mean content that is relevant to readers for a long period of time. Topics like parenting, cooking, crafting, travel, health and fitness, it's not time sensitive. So when you have evergreen content on your website, that means people can search for that content and they can find you months and years later because that topic is irrelevant to what they need in that moment. Let's say someone's looking up, how do I lose 10 pounds in a month? Let's say you wrote a blog post on that very topic and that post is getting searched in Google and they come to your website. You are letting them know that you are the authority on that site. If Google is showing your blog post to that person, then it is not only establishing you as an authority, but for years to come, that post, especially if you're updating it, which you should be, for years to come, someone's going to find you even 2-3 years later, and that can bring business to you. It doesn't matter what the topic is. The third reason why your business needs a blog is because it leads to organic sales. So a primary reason why businesses blog is to bring in more traffic to their brand. And more traffic means more leads, ultimately producing more sales. Now, according to a survey conducted by HubSpot, 56% of consumers purchase products from a business after reading a blog post from that website. So again, you are establishing yourself as an authority. You are providing evergreen content. And now you are opening the door to more organic sales. The fourth reason why your business needs a blog is that it sets you apart from the competition. So like I mentioned earlier, statistically, companies with blogs produce an average of 67% more leads than their competition who do not have blogs. So just imagine how much business you can get if you had a blog versus not having a blog. It sets you apart from the competition. If all things are equal and someone's trying to decide on what product or service to actually purchase, and they see that you have a blog compared to the competition who does not have a blog, they're likely to go over to your website because you're offering them valuable content, not just something that you're selling them, but you're giving them valuable content that they can actually use and they don't even have to pay for it. So think about it. You want to be set apart from your competition. So a blog is a great way to do that. The fifth reason why your business needs a blog is that it improves search engine optimization, or SEO. So basically, SEO is you optimizing your blog or your content in a way that it gets more searches, thus search engine optimization. So the key is to get more searches in Google or any other search engines so you are bringing more visibility to your brand or your business. You also want to make sure you're including the right keywords in your blog posts and also in the titles. So for example, if your target audience is asking the question, how do I find the right pet for my toddler? Your title might be looking for the right pet for your toddler. So you're including those keywords that they're searching for in your title and also in the body of your actual content. So there's different ways and strategies to do that. But the key is you want to make sure you're including keywords that your target group is searching for. So another way to improve your SEO is to post on a regular, consistent basis. So I would say once a week if you can do that, because the more you post, the more likely you are to get found in Google, the more likely Google is to share your content to people who are searching. And you have to make sure it's high quality, informative content. The sixth reason why I think your business needs a blog is it allows promotion of your services. What better way to promote your services than on your own blog? And you can write about anything on your blog. It's your platform. So you can make it as relevant as you can for your target audience and bring in thousands, if not millions, of views. I have some blog posts, as I mentioned, that gets six figures of views. And they are on the first page or number one in Google. Just imagine if you had a blog post, something talking about your business, whether it's medicine, whether it's cleaning, whether it's organizing, whatever it is. And every time someone searches for that particular help that they need in Google, they come to your website. You're promoting yourself organically and you're not even having to sell yourself. It's organic. The seventh reason why I think your business needs a blog is it establishes brand recognition. So regularly posting about specific keyword-rich topics helps to build your target audience. And your business will benefit from a blog to help solidify your brand. And a brand, of course, is more than just a logo or a company's name. It's the perception that customers have about your business or product. So it allows you to establish the heart of your message and it allows you to bring your target segment to your business. The eighth reason why I think your business needs a blog is it improves business communication. Clearly written blog posts will educate your audience on what you're trying to offer. Or maybe you're trying to prepare someone for an upcoming meeting or educate a client on something that you need them to know, you can refer them to your blog post to get them up to speed on whatever it is that you're trying to educate them on. And it's just a great way to increase communication overall, and you can articulate exactly what you're trying to get out in a blog post. The ninth reason, and this is not all inclusive, there's other reasons why your business needs a blog, but the ninth reason is you'll gain loyal followers. I have thousands of people coming to my blog on a monthly basis that are repeat, I don't want to call them customers, but repeat viewers, because you've already built yourself up and they're coming to you to see what else you have to offer. So you'll gain those loyal followers who are going to start to trust you, and eventually that trust is going to continue to build and they're going to want to buy from you. So just to recap, these are the nine reasons why I think your business needs a blog. Number one, it validates your authority. Two, it opens the door for evergreen content. Three, it leads to more organic sales. Four, it sets you apart from your competitors. Five, it improves your SEO or search engine optimization. Six, it allows promotion of your services. Seven, it helps establish brand recognition. Eight, it improves business communication. And nine, you'll gain loyal followers. And I'm sure there's some in there that you've thought of yourself that I haven't even mentioned. Thanks for listening today. I hope this episode inspired you to move in your God-led passions. As you know, this podcast is meant to be a blessing to moms. So if you were inspired in any way, I would love to hear from you by way of an encouraging review. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Until next time.